Onozumiverse.com rant, March 8th, 2008. Well, it was a rainy day today, so I decided to go to the mall and go shopping with some friends because I like shopping. So at one point, I decided to part from my friends because they didn't want to go to the shop that I wanted to go to. So I decided, hey, I'll go and go to the store and then I'll meet you up later. Well, in my travels of going from point A to point B, I got interrupted by a group of gentlemen who felt the need to shout at me, "Oh yeah, hey baby, I like that, oh yeah baby, oh yeah," and you know, I didn't appreciate it, I really didn't, I'm really tired of it. The first thing that I did was that I ignored them. And that should be a clue to them that, you know, it's not appreciated. The second thing that I wanted to do, but I did not because I'm not insane, is I wanted to grab them by the neck and knee lift him up the ass crack. I wanted to grab the skin on his forehead right next to the skull. I wanted to grab it. I wanted to feel his skull in my hands. I wanted to fucking break his skull. I wanted to tell him to shut the fuck up. You have failed at life. You fail. You're a zoo animal. You are a piece of shit. You urinate in your underwear and you shit when you don't wear those stupid pants, and you shit when you do wear those pants because you're a fucking infant. Okay, that's what I wanted to say to him. And it really gets on your nerves. It's not like this is the first time this has happened. It's not like this is the second time this has happened. It is an epidemic, you know, and me and every female I know, we cannot go anywhere without people doing this. And it's annoying. You would think that these guys would get a clue. I mean, what female out there, you know, is like, wow, I really like when guys shout at me like a zoo animal. I really like, well, I should not speak for all women because there are some stupid fucking bitches out there. So perhaps there are some girls that like that. I don't understand who that would be because that's not the type of girl I hang out with. I hang out with fierce, awesome girls who are smart and who understand that these people should probably be, you know, fucked in the jaw sideways by a gay ape's penis. Perhaps a gay bear's penis. Perhaps a gay giraffe's penis. Because, you know, some guys are taller than others. So it was annoying, and, you know, I just managed to leave as soon as possible. And it reminded me of some time a little bit ago. I was walking in New Brunswick, and some guys chose to lean out their car and do something similar, and they were yelling all the "hey baby" shit at me. And I decided, I'm a sociologist. I'll do a sociological experiment. And I just asked him, I responded in a perfectly calm voice, and I said, "I have a question for you. Does this ever work?" And what happened next was awesome, because the guy literally looked like I just shit on the floor. He had no idea what to do. He had no, his brain broke for a few seconds. That was awesome. And then after that, he told me to go fuck myself or something. And then, of course, I had to explain to him that, yes, I do fuck myself at least once or twice a week, possibly more, you know, it depends on how stressed out I am. And he didn't like that either. I guess reality is a little too much for these guys. So I thought that was interesting. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I have some advice for guys like this. Get a fucking life. Get a hobby. You know, take up crocheting. Take up something that, you know, makes it a little less likely that I'm gonna have to beat your ass and make your friend's tongue get gay with your ass crack. I mean, that's really what's gonna happen. Well, I'm not insane, so I won't do that. But somebody might, okay? So, I don't get it. But really, shouting at people is not the way to get their attention politely. Share an interest with them. Get a hobby. I mean, I wasn't totally joking before. Find something you like. Find somebody who has the genitals that you would like at that area for the hobby and strike up a conversation. Conversation! What a novel idea. I mean, I know screaming and waving your hands around is a little easier, but really, you know what that's about? I'll tell you what that's about. That's about your insecurity with your fucking sexuality. You're basically telling your guy your guy friend that's standing to your right, who you're secretly gay in love with, you're telling him, I'm not really gay. I'm going to talk to that chick. I'm not really gay. You know what? Get a life. Fuck a guy. It's okay. It's not that bad. Trust me. I've been there. So, I just think people are funny. I really do. You know, and it makes me sad that friends of mine from New York City, especially, who have told me that they are nervous about walking by themselves because they're afraid of being shouted at. They're afraid of being touched inappropriately. That's not cool. I don't touch these guys inappropriately. They shouldn't touch me inappropriately. I'm all about equality here. You know, if you get your dick out, I have to be able to get my dick out. Period. Done. End. Okay? And if you piss me off, I'll just send you back the fuck up your mom's vagina. Through the herpes. Through the sideways, crooked-ass pubes. Back up. Back up. It's like a rebirth. It probably was in the Bible somewhere. I don't fucking know. But that's my point. You know, I'm all about equality.